Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 149. Hallelujah, Shirul Adonai Shir Chadash, Tehillato B'Kal Chasidim. Praise God. Sing to God a new song. The path to universal God consciousness is paved with trials, tribulations, obstacles, enemies, and exhaustion. Sometimes one might feel the urge to give up, to concede to one's own fears. Precisely at that moment of despair, when all seems bleak and uninspiring, one needs to find the strength to carry on. That is when, instead of finding a way to extend the old tune, we must sing a new song, a vibrant expression of faith, commitment, and rejuvenation. That new song may acknowledge the previous pitfalls only obliquely. It must inspire us to forge forward, encouraging us to take a chance on a new tomorrow, a new dawn. Psalm 141 champions the theme hidden in the last few lines of Psalm 145 of Ashrei. As the tenor changes from objective praise to subjective one of God, as the one who supports the fallen, feeds the hungry, and comes close to those who call out to him. The penultimate line of 145 describes contrasting actions by God. On the one hand, he guards those who still show him love, Shomer Hashem et kol avav, but those who are evil, on the other hand, Yashmid, he will destroy. Our psalm follows the same themes as it begins with a new song and concludes with the final destruction of evil, paving the way for the final redemption, the final praise. Let Israel rejoice in God. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in dance. Let them sing praises to him with the tambourine. For God takes pleasure, desires his people. He will beautify the humble in salvation. The righteous, the pious, will be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud in their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the nation, chastisement upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment. This is an honor to all the pious ones. Hallelujah. The Psalms can be split into two sections. Verses 1 to 5 depict the praise of those who are considered chassidim in the eyes of God and the joy that is felt by those who are part of that special group. But verses 6 to 9 describe those who call out to God with war and vengeance on their minds and hope that God will respond and rebuke the nation, subduing their enemies, exacting justice upon the world. Now Psalm 149 picks up on the theme of the righteous from Psalm 145, verse 21, but reminds us that these righteous souls are not necessarily free from crisis. They still have adversaries whose aim is to uproot them. The pious ones feel unique, special, and chosen, but at the same time scared, persecuted, and lonely. How can they reconcile these conflicting feelings? So we say, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, they sing a new song to God. Knowing that you are chosen and that God holds you in esteem are certainly reasons to rejoice. A new song begins with praise, with the instruments of joy and the recognition of being God's people. We wonder, though, at the nature of this new song. Is it purely spiritual and positive, or is there a subtle subtext? Verse 4 expands the final verses in Ashrei with two similar words and parallel content. While comparing verse 19 of Ashrei with our psalm, verse 4, we notice similar words, Ratzon, desire, and Yeshua, salvation. In Ashrei, it says, Ratzon yireyav yaseh v'tshavatam yishma v'yoshiyem. And in our psalm, it says, Ki rotzeh Adonai be'amo yifa'er navim b'yishua. Both say that God desires, and both say that God brings salvation. In the midst of joy, there's also recognition that God brings salvation and he adorns them. God showers those in whom meekness and humility were most visible with beauty and salvation. Adorned in the newfound splendor, they return to praise God. Those who commit to becoming chassidav will be adorned in God's closeness and maintain their song even al mishkevotam into the night on their places of rest. Now, at this point, the tenor of the song of the psalm shifts. All of a sudden, terms of aggressiveness, warfare, vengeance, and justice enter. Why turn the happy and joyous psalm into a bellicose cry? How do we account for four verses of violence and war in the midst of such a delightful song? These questions remind us of the penultimate line, Shomer, which also returns to Yashmid, to destruction. The shift takes place with the verse Ramamot el begronam v'cherev pipiot v'yadam. Right in the middle of the verse, it says they praise God and they have a sword in their hand. Why is the righteous person praising God holding a double-edged sword? Is he on the warpath or is he a pious believer who prays and hopes for salvation? Now, Radak says he's both. He places the text in the hands of those fighting the ultimate battle of good and evil, the battle of Gog and Magog. And those in battle will first call out to God in prayer to give them strength and then defeat their enemies. Rav Yaakov Mecklenburg and the Sforno interpret the verse differently. We've mentioned previously that the Hebrew letter Vav has different usages. Sometimes it's conjunctive, it means and sometimes it's contrastive, it means against, though. But Rav Mecklenburg says it's a third. There's a third Vav definition of Vav. It means as compared to. The Vav is not is a comparative one, similar to the letter of Kaf. In other words, the praise of God will save them as if there were a sword in their hands with which to be victorious. According to Mecklenburg, the Hasidim are not about to wage war with weapons, only with their continued faith in God and praise of Him. God responds and seeks vengeance on their enemies, restoring justice in the world. Now, this interpretation validates the thesis that the penultimate psalm in the book of Tehillim expands on one of the themes in Ashrei. God supports human beings in their attempts to seek out and praise Him, allowing them to get even closer to Him. God rewards the righteous and pious who ultimately form the cohesive group that spreads God consciousness in the world by protecting them from harm and bringing justice to the world. A new song teaches us to never give up, to continue to look for God and speak His praises. Even if sometimes the world looks dark and evildoers seem to be successful, the new song will testify that God truly acts on behalf of His loved ones, for they are indeed His splendor and His glory. Hadar hu l'chol chasidav haluyah. He is the glory of all His pious ones. Therefore, praise Him.